Now, here's what we're seeing, folks. One of the things, and I know this is going to irritate some of you in New Orleans, and I'm sorry, but it's the truth. When after Hurricane Katrina, and there was such misery, and there was such suffering, we were all stunned because New Orleans has been run by Democrats. Louisiana has been run by Democrats for decades. Liberal Democrats to boot. New Orleans should have been a utopia. There should not have been any racism because liberals don't believe in it. Should not have been any unemployment because liberals don't like that. Everybody should have been earning lots of money because liberals support paying people more than the minimum wage. There shouldn't have been any discrimination because liberals are not racists. There shouldn't have been any poverty because liberals won't tolerate it. They have a war on poverty. And yet, what did we find? We found it was the exact opposite. We had a microcosm, a model of exactly what unchecked liberalism does. It creates destitution. It creates hopelessness. It creates a mess. Such a mess, they couldn't even save some of the people who were there and get them out of town, even though they had the mechanism and the advance warning to do it. So this is what happens when you take a government-dependent, crime-ridden neighborhood and relocate it to another city. Shazam, you get the same thing. You can take people out of the city, but you can't take the city out of the people in the way they've been raised, the way that they have been coddled by government and so forth. So now Houston has a problem here. And if something like this happens in the future, will any other city be as eager to offer assistance if the likelihood is that a similar group of people are going to be your new inhabitants?